Well, hello, 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 everybody. Well, hello, 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 everyone. My name is Lamar Burrell. I'm your host. Welcome to the Morning Glory International, the Voices of Hope radio show. Today, I will be talking about Let's Connect, African-American men growing up without their father. And I will talk about Lobop myself. I'll be introducing the show. And the reason why I chose this topic, this would be a show that will air every Tuesday at 7 p.m. I will bring on a guest. I will bring on other young people. I will bring on other fathers just to kind of get insight regarding this topic. So a little about me. I am 33 years old. I am an African young man. I graduated from the University of Cheney University. And I was a young man who grew up without their father in the home. And as I grew up, I realized a lot of the hurt and the pain that I dealt with was the fact that my dad wasn't home. As a kid, you see, you know, fathers picking up the children with their mom. Like, you see the whole family thing. So it was always, hey, I want my mom and my dad to be together. And that wasn't the case. So as a child, I dealt with not having dad in the home. And to me, it was more so something I kept inside up until I got older. So I definitely wanted to kind of, you know, air that out and talk about it, because now that I'm 33, I see that there are other young men who were my age, who are my age, that are dealing with the same circumstances that I did, that I dealt with at that age. To me, I definitely want to be an advocate. I want to be a mentor to young men. I want to be a big brother to young men. If they need someone to talk to, if they can't ask questions to mom, or they can't, you know, they don't feel comfortable with mom asking certain questions, they can come to me and ask those type of things. So this is what this series will definitely indicate, and we'll definitely discuss and dive in. So like I said, that was the introduction about me. The topics that I definitely want to hit on are the experiences and the different challenges that we may face not having dad in the home, being a young man and, you know, just always relying on mom, but where's dad? How do we face those circumstances? Sometimes people are not able to see their dad at all. So, you know, of course, you know, dad is there because, of course, you see everyone else with their father in that situation. Luckily for me, my dad wasn't currently, well, didn't live in the home, but I was able to see dad on the weekend. Me and my dad connect more so through football. He introduced me to football when I was very young, at the age of 6. So I was still had that relationship with dad, but the missing piece was when dad wasn't home, actually physically in the house. So to me, it was just like, oh, that's not good enough. Weekends ain't good, and so forth. That's what I kind of wanted to definitely talk about, African-American men growing up without dad in the home. Sometimes I know that young men nowadays that I have kind of talked to, they don't know who their father is. So they look for a man to help guide them. And when they say guide them, is meaning educational piece. There's a lot of people that are growing up and said, hey, I want to be a business owner, but I don't know how. Well, mom is there, but mom may not know exactly the route or whatever it takes to kind of get it done. And something about a man or being present, it kind of, you know, it's like, you know, you ask mom to do it, it's like, okay, cool. But it's like when dad is there, it's just like it gives that extra oomph. And it makes it happen. So it's like, okay, I know dad will kind of stay on top of me. That's just like me in football. When I knew my dad was going to be there at the games, I mean, I went extra hard, because at the end of the day, I knew dad would definitely be like, great game, son. Well, you need to work on this. And different aspects of stuff like that. with that being said, I definitely wanted to create this platform. I do have some guests that I'll be bringing on. I definitely want to push, so this is heard to young men, and let them know that I, Lamar Burrell, is here for them, willing to talk to them if they need help with getting into high school and getting into colleges and what it takes to get into a good high school and, you know, just tapping into that early stage of their mental state of mind, because at the early ages, that's when you have that difficulty of challenges and growing up to be a man, that guidance, how to become a successful man. I'm 33. I'm not as successful as I want to be, but I definitely have some male figures, my father, that is present to kind of guide me. My dad, he worked for Morgan Stanley, so mathematics is something that he loves and business is something that he loves. And we talk about how to create business ventures now. So it's really dope. And just having that person to kind of relate to. So with that being said, I definitely thought I made the show 30 minutes, but I put 15 minutes, but that's okay. Definitely next week we will talk more regarding this topic, and I'll have a guest on. More than likely, I will probably have young men on just to give some insight in what they need to say and what needs to be said to them to kind of give them some type of food for thought. My biggest thing is I have been into different meetings, conferences. I've been into a program where us men, we kind of talk about certain things. Can't go in too much detail, but we try to figure out the challenges that us young men kind of face. And a lot of things that I have realized is us men, we're so strong, so we don't really kind of talk about, what we're dealing with. We kind of keep it inside with us and don't really get it out. But as soon as something happens, we're like, we're exploding, we're upset, we're frustrated. So those are different challenges that I want to kind of talk to young men about. If we look in the prison system now, we have young men in there that are 12, 15, killing other young boys to be a part of gangs. They want to feel family-oriented. So it's like, hey, I'm going to join this gang because I know it's a group of them. They're going to look out for me. If anything goes down, I could just make a phone call. I can't do that because my family won't have my back. But if I call my crew, my boys, they got my back. So, you know, being someone of a status, to kind of stop that process of you don't always have to feel like you have to be a part of a gang. You have someone to call. You have me. I am wanting to create a group of us, young men, of men that are you able to give a call to if you're, you know, going through or you just want to say, hey, I need some time. Can you pick me up? Sure, I'm on my way. We go do an adventure. We go to a game, go to a baseball game. We do something together to give that enlightenment. I know there's different programs of people that don't have a parent at all, and they're foster kids. And they have this thing on the weekends where you keep the kids on the weekend and stuff like that. So I just want to be a major presence for young men. Like, my heart cries out for young men because I think we go through so many challenges as young men that no one's able to kind of answer for us. And they just kind of put us in, oh, he's a black man, he's a hood, you know, he sells drugs, he smoked weed. No, that's not all where everyone is doing. And if they are doing it, it's because what they see, and they feel like, okay, if I'm doing it, I feel a part. So if we get young other men like myself to be on this group as a gang, then we can bring in young men and kind of raise them up with some type of structure, get them into great high schools, get them into colleges, see that they graduate, see if, you know, see them be successful in life. They want to open up a business, that type of thing. That's what, that would make my heart glad, just seeing someone that we either took off the street or we saved their life because they was in a bad situation, that type of thing. That is my heart's desire. And through the grace of God, I definitely pray that I'm able to do that. And if I can't touch the world, I definitely know if I touch one, that one can touch two, that two can touch four, and so on. So with that being said, that is my heart's major desire. And I hope whoever's listening to this, get your family, get your friends, let them know that I'll be doing this show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And they can definitely ask questions. They can relate to me. I can relate to them. I'm 33. I have been through some major ups and downs in my life, and I feel as though at this present time, God has given me, let me go through certain things to have a story for someone else. So I definitely want to be an advocate to us young men, even with police brutality. There's certain things that we just have to know, like, okay, cool, the police pulls us over. We put our hands on the steering wheel. They ask for our license and registration. We pass it to them. Our voices don't need to be raised. We don't have to go crazy. Why are you pulling me over? F this, F that. No, that's not how we need to carry ourselves, because first off, when they first pull us over and they see as a black man, they already know, okay, this might be crazy. Let me get myself together. Let me get strong. Let me get tough because this might be a fight, blah, blah, blah. That's their mindset. Mentally, that's what they think of when they see us. If they see us standing on the corner, oh, he's selling drugs. Let me go ahead and try to bust him and get him in jail. So we have to change the narrative for us African-American men. So that's something I also want to kind of talk about in this episode, is how to carry ourselves. You know, nowadays, I don't see it as much, but the sagging of the pants was something I never understood. And my stepdad told me, like, this is something that was done in prison. Like, so so basically what you're saying is you want to show that, you know, some charisma of, you know, prison style. Like, you never been to prison, so why you got your pants down? And then the sad part is you're holding your pants trying to keep them up and walking. It just doesn't look presentable. So let's change the narrative. Let's put our pants up to our waist. Let's dress up. Let's dress casual. There's certain things. Let's have some type of style and dignity behind our names and behind the color of our skin. So definitely this will be different episodes that I will be talking about. And I am thankful to my mom and her team, Ms. Kim, Ms. Tracy, for allowing me to take this step, because this is something that I definitely wanted to do. But sometimes you have to be pushed to really do it. Like, you sit on it so long, it's like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. And you just don't ever do it. You never get around to it. And it was a perfect timing. I have something in my phone from 2017 where I talked about creating a mentor program, a nonprofit mentor program. And I literally have everything in my phone as far as email, the body, you know, what, you know, basically, you know, what it takes to start a nonprofit organization. And it's called Created for Greatness, where we just come together and show men how to structure their life and give them a plan throughout their life. So I had these tools. I just never did it. And this is definitely a platform that I pray begins to open that door. So again, definitely catch me on here next Tuesday at 7 p.m. I will be creating a flyer. We'll be all over social media. Listen, if you have a moment, if you're on Instagram, definitely head over to our Instagram account. And our Instagram account is the Voices of Hope Radio. It is an amazing show, and I thank you so much for tuning in.